it is that time for Ask the CLO. He is here, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Wendy in Kalamazoo writes, I am 33 years old and I met a man that told me he put his house up for sale and moved into an apartment close to his job until he found a new home. I did a Google search on him to make sure he's not a serial killer and I found his house. The house is currently in foreclosure and I found out he got a DUI back in 2018. Are these red flags and I need to run away, or do I give it time to see if he'll be honest about his past and present issues?
No, them ain't red flags. You met a man, told you he sold his house and moved into an apartment. The house ain't get sold, it's currently being sold, but it's being sold by the bank. Then he didn't tell you he had a DUI, because why would he? Why would he meet you and want you to know that he has a drinking problem and he ain't got no problem driving while he drinking? No, them ain't red flags. Them is black flags. You ought to spray him with a can of it and get your ass on before you discover the rest of it. Because there's more to that. That's all that you can Google.
That's the highlights.
What about the stuff you can't? Boy. Boy, it ain't what you can Google as bad. It's that other stuff that don't make Google.
Can't Google.
Yeah. Run for your life. All right, Bobby in Jacksonville says, I'm a 49-year-old single woman with four kids by my ex-boyfriend. He and I were together for 20 years, and I left him 2 years ago because he wouldn't marry me. It's been 2 years, and he still calls me every day begging me to come home and be a family man. He's my best friend, and I miss him dearly, but I feel strongly about wanting to get married. He's still not willing to make me his wife. Am I putting too much emphasis on getting married?
No, if that's what you want.
Right.
He putting all the emphasis on come back home, be a family. Well, let's be a family. All these kids is yours. You call me every day. I come back, but here's the stipulation. Real simple.
Wants to be an honest woman.
Now, you might have to Google him and find out, make sure he ain't already married. You know, since this seems to be a Googling ass CLO.
All right, Daphne in Baltimore says, I'm in my mid-40s and I met a 28-year-old man online. And for our first date, we met up at a park to talk and get to know each other. I could tell he was younger than his profile said, but I didn't care because he was so cute. We ended up smoking and then went to my car and had sex. The thrill of us possibly getting caught was a huge turn-on, and I've become addicted to having sex in the car. And here's the question, CLO. Is there something wrong with me?
No, there ain't nothing wrong with you. Let's think about this. You met a man online that's obviously not 28, but younger than that. Y'all got to smoking, which is one of Jay's favorite things, a highlight. And because you had smoke, you've been smoking, you had what Jay calls smoke thoughts. So you thought we ought to go get in this car and have sex. Now, you in your mid-40s. I would imagine it was.
You got to be sore.
Exciting. Yeah. I don't know what kind of car he got or if you was in your car. Cars today ain't like they was.
No, the back seat's not that big.
Yeah, you know, you wasn't in one of the, like, a 68 Biscayne
buckles,
station
all them buckles back there.
Yeah. Right. Somebody's butt got to be up in the window at one point.
That was the thrill, though. She enjoyed that, getting caught, getting caught.
Now, if there's something wrong, which is just a fetish you got, and you do know this relationship ain't going beyond that.
Save a lot on hotel money, though. Save a lot.
Yeah. But you do know you just a car girl at the park. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You will never graduate for that. Why in the world would he get you a room?
No, never. You don't have to.
You're going
to
stay in the car. Say
as a matter of fact, you bet not ask for a room.
You might take it to the motel lobby and parking lot and do it in the parking lot. But
we're not going inside.
We're still in the car.
What hotel you want? Cool, we're in the lot. Let's get it.
You can look at a room number. You just ain't going in.
Now, I'm going to go up in here and take a shower, but you stay in the car.
That's where you like it. Yeah. All right, Jay. For our last question.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Steve. Hold on one second. All your dates is going to be in the car. You're going to be screwing at drive-ins and Sonics. Go ahead, Jay.
Here we go. All right. It's time to break up these COVID relationships. You hung in there till COVID looks like it's about over now. How do you get rid of these people who you want out of your house? I mean, you hung in there. Now it's time for them to move on. How do you break up these COVID relationships? What do you do?
First of all, number one rule, if you are not fully vaccinated, your ass got to go. That's rule number one.
Oh, wow.
Secondly, if you are not providing me with twice a week testing results, your ass got to go. And thirdly, if you show any symptoms at all, I don't care what it is, a dry cough, a wet cough, a clear your throat cough.
You can't clear your throat.
No, your ass is gone. Because I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm on the Biden plan. I'm saving life. And me and you got the social distance. So you got to get out this house.
So is that for your health, or are you just tired of the person? And you're fine.
You're just tired of
it. Tired.
Yeah, a lot of this COVID stuff was forced.
Yes, it was.
You mean the relationship?
Yeah. What was that time? What was that?
Shelter in place.
You had to love them. There's just no way around it.
I couldn't go nowhere.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up, church complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.